This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with trade in the grains?
Actually come out of the break here this morning a little bit lower. Soybeans are back down testing yesterday's low. I don't know if we're going to see further breakdown there or not, but with bean oil being under pressure as we're still awaiting 45Z guidance, it wouldn't surprise me to continue to see a move lower, especially you've got, by all accounts, perfect growing conditions in South America, both Brazil and Argentina, in really good shape right now. So the beans look like a problem, and I think they're anchoring down the corn a little bit. Despite higher crude oil, higher metals, just some good outside influence, we're unable to get any footing there. Wheat, taking its guidance elsewhere, looking primarily at Russia and Ukraine right now as that situation continues to kind of intensify behind the scenes, I think we're going to continue to see a little bit of underpinning any weakness in the wheat market, no matter which class you're looking at here. So it, kind of a mixed bag with the wheat being the leader and the row crop struggling a little bit here this morning.
Eric, have you already started to think about next year and knowing that we're going to have so many soybeans in our carryout number and then that, like you said, great growing conditions in South America? We know that number is going to be big worldwide. So does that mean U.S. farmers will switch to more corn acres? Will we see that next year? And what do you think that could do for the ag marketplace if that occurs?
Barring any changes from what we're seeing today, I would think that would be the case. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things that can occur between now and planting, and we don't know what those things are going to be if Brazil runs into trouble, if we're in a major U.S. drought, whatever the conditions may be that could change it. There's definitely variability possible. However, right now, it would definitely favor corn.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 2.25 at 428 even. January soybeans down 6.75 at 983.75. December soybean meal down 2 even at 287.40. December soybean oil down 58 cents at 42.70. On the Merc, December live cattle down 25 cents at 186.05. January feeder cattle up 5 cents at 252.37. December lean hogs up 15 cents at 80.67. December pork cutout unchanged at 90.35. Class 3 milk down 17 cents at $18.98. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.